Oh, God.
Antico, A-N-T-I-O-C-O, A-N-T-I-O-C-O.
How many do y'all have?
Six. Hernandez, H-U-R-N-A-N-D-Z, 1-8-8, today's one, 23-23. She's complaining of abdominal pain, number one, epigastric pain, number two, left-sided flank pain, number three.
Oh, Mr. Hernandez, can you also give me a urine sample? Come over here, sir.
Also, he has gained weight. Also, history of increased cholesterol previously.
You can put it in the cup, sir.
I just leave it there. Also, history of snoring from time to time without any evidence of sleep apnea. Also, he has issues with ED. A patient is a 43-year-old gentleman, works as a pipeline director, married 25 years, has 5 children. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink on a regular basis. He comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms off and on for the past few months. He hasn't lost any weight. He weighs 199, which is about 7 pounds up since last October. COVID immunization, none, but he's had COVID before. Surgery, none. Medical problems, BPH. Medications, none. Family history, strongly positive for diabetes. No diverticulitis, no diverticulosis, and no cancer. 199 pounds, up 7 pounds. 99%, 98, 16, 56, 120, over 83. Heart positive, holds it, 2 lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, surgery, and these conditions, large form, and crystal foundation. There's some spasticity going on about the left lower quadrant. Abdominal ultrasound is totally negative. His gallbladder is negative. His liver appears fatty. His lower extremity ultrasound, which was done because of pain off and on during work, upper and lower extremity ultrasound, which was done because of pain during work, are also negative for any degree of any strong degree of PVD. Next number, 3 years ago, he did have a slight calcification in his carotid artery, which required evaluation. This was done because of his COVID, and further evaluation today shows no significant change. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No significant change in the calcification in the carotid artery. Next one is his echocardiogram is normal. This was done in the face of the possible sleep apnea. Next number, BPH noted per prostate ultrasound. Next one is he needs to lose weight. Next number is his guax, put this first. Rectal exam is negative for mass, guax 2 is negative. Assessment number one, epigastric pain, adnexium, check H. pylori. Number two, his diet, we talked about his diet on a daily basis. He gets very little fiber. I put him on the fiber all one scoop a day. Next number is Bentyl, 20 milligram as needed. Next number, he does have issues with ED, Cialis, 20 milligram. Number 30, next number, he probably needs a CAT scan and a colonoscopy. We're going to go slow since there's no blood in the stool. He wants to hold off on that. Next number, check cholesterol today. Next number, check testosterone level. Next number, RVH with no significant change. Next one, sister sinusitis resolved. Next one, minor PVD of the upper and lower extremities. Next one, findings discussed with patient at length. Come back in 7 days. Thank you.
Yeah, but like right after.